Go ahead, Delton. VE5 Alpha Lima Delta, VE5 RJM. Good evening. How is everything going with you there so far? Being at home there, over.
RJM, I'm okay. How are you this morning?
Actually just laying down and having a little rest here with my back here, but I've had a pretty good day overall, so can't really complain too much. I even got a few things done in the backyard, so that's a bonus. So yeah, I'm just at home here, listening on the radio here, see if there's any traffic the wife is at bingo, so she has to go to her bingo a couple times a week. So sometimes she wins, sometimes she doesn't. So most times it's the latter. But she has fun there with her friends there and stuff like that. They all kind of go together there, so they make it easy out of it. Anyways, back to you there, Eldon. VE5 ALD, VE5 RJM.
Okay, thanks for coming. VE5 RJM, this is VE5 ALD. So, what is your wife win on? What kind of bingo? She played. She went on the extras or what? Back to you.
You know, I've never ever went with her. She's asked me many times to come with her, but it's not my thing. So sometimes we play the cards at home here on TV bingo with her, but. But I don't go to the bingo there with all the ladies and stuff. There's a lot of guys that go there as well, so, but it's just not my thing, so. I'd rather stay at home and relax, and it gets a little bit late for me, too, by the time they get home. But I think she buys the cards there, too. I forget how many packs she buys, but, I think she does 12 cards, I think, but I'm not sure. So, yeah, I'm not really up on everything that she buys there or whatever, but she seems to win enough to keep playing there, so, or at least that's what she tells me. Anyhow, it's all good there. Gets to be a quiet ride home, I guess, when nobody wins. oh boy, you know, you hear a pin drop in the car sometimes. But yeah, there's three or four of them that go every week, a couple times a week now. So they just she was only going once a week, but in Kenora they just started a bingo here once a week. So she's going to go to that one too. So. And by the sounds of it, last week is the first time they had it, and sounds like they had a pretty good crowd. It was just about full house, so it doesn't hold very many people, but I don't know, maybe 35, 40, somewhere around there. Maybe I'm off on that too, but anyways, they're trying to get out of the hole there, in the hole the club is there, so they're trying to get Bingo to support them and get them out of the hole there, so hopefully it works out for them. Hate to see them go under, you know, but so we contribute that way there for one of the clubs here locally. Back to you, Eldon.
I'm Randy. I'm on DMR, so it takes a little while for everything to settle down. Yeah, that sounds very, very good. So you don't really play Bingo. What do you do in your spare time? Back to you.
Boop, bop, beep, bop, beep, 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 beep.
Somebody looking to get into the action here, so please join in here. Go ahead, that station. I missed your call sign there. Over. Yeah, you have BE5 RJM. Name is Randy. Go ahead. Well, Eldon, I'm not sure what that was, I thought somebody was trying to break in or trying to join in the QSO here with us, so, I guess he got a little shy. Anyways, maybe next go around he'll try again, who knows. Anyways, yeah, DMR, it's got a little bit more timing issue. You got to wait for everything to drop out and that sort of thing. So, I understand that, but it seems to be working okay. I copy you okay. You're 5x5. So, just when you key up there, I guess that's sometimes the first word you say. So, you can pause maybe a little bit longer, maybe an extra second, and you'll be good. But other than that, everything's good there. Like I say, full quieting. Back to you.
VE7SLZ.
Andy, I'm watching the blue light on the top of my radio that says that the transmission is completed. So, I think I'm talking to you right now. Is it really cut off? Does it sound like I'm making a transmission to you? Back to you. Okay, Randy, back to you. Back.
No, you're coming in at the right time there. You're keying up okay. But before you start talking, just wait 2 seconds and then start talking into the mic after you push the talk there on your DMR. Because it takes a while for the links to catch up and that sort of thing. And then sometimes it's nice to leave a little bit longer pause for any stations that might want to check in or if there's any emergency traffic, that sort of thing. So, I'm not sure if we're connected to the Canada Hub here right now, but if we are, then I know sometimes BC with the wildfires there, and they sometimes like to leave this frequency available. So, so I don't know, you might have heard that already. Emails talked about it a few times, and I think Pierre and others. So what do I want to do in my spare time? Well, it's amateur radio. It's the hobby. So I'm currently talking to you with my Sherry Node. So I've been having fun with that for the last couple of days. And it seems to be working okay. I'm kind of losing my voice here, but anyways, yeah, so that's what I'm doing here right now. And I monitor the system here and make sure that there's no interference and stuff like that. So, and what else do I do? I look after the club books here. I'm secretary, so I got some work ahead of me here in the next week or so to finish those books off for year end. So it's all good. Keeps me busy, out of trouble there. Back to you.
Okay, Randy, that sounds very, very, very great. You told me to increase my microphone by one or so, and you didn't listen to me when I said, yeah, it'd be good for you too to increase your microphone. I listened to a lot of Crystal's conversations, and you're always one microphone. You should increase your microphone 1% or one level two. Back to you.
Okay, well, maybe I'm not talking into the microphone properly here. So how's my transmission now there? Over? Am I still a little bit quiet? And you had a good transmission last time there, 100%. I got everything that you said there. Over.
Our transmission is just great. Really, really, really good. So what I notice is when I hear you talking to someone else, I have to adjust the volume control back and forth, but right now you're sounding very, very good. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I did connect the parrot, and it said my audio levels were good, so that's what I went by, and it's usually pretty close, so I could probably increase it maybe a little bit, but unless somebody else tells me differently, I'm just going to leave it the way it is. Yeah, sometimes I don't talk directly into the mic here, and I got three different HTs, and each one of them's got the mic in a different location. Hi. So I should get just maybe. I was using one of those, external mics on the HT, but I tried a few of them, and the audio just didn't seem good. You know, they were speaker mics as well, and I didn't care for them too much, so I went back to just the regular mic on the HT itself. So, there you go. Yeah, so, yeah, I got a big project here, actually, in our backyard here.